I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan in Washington, D.C. You can check us out on 910 The Fan in Richmond. Odyssey app wherever you go, and of course NBC Sports Washington on the TV side. We are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish Cakes, EB, and JP. We got Coach Jim Larrañaga, head coach at the University of Miami, joining us at 8:20 to talk some NCAA tournament. Peter Laviolette, head coach of the Caps. They lost a tough one, 5-3
Weren't you just
night.
Grasping the other day, Cakes? And then I think they've lost
a few,
right?
Yeah, I was grasping that. Now I think the grasping is officially done.
It's officially done.
I mean, I'll still pay attention. I'll watch Caps games. They play again tonight against Buffalo, but
you need a miracle.
Back-to-back.
Losing last night
I've
hurt.
Just been fading.
There was no Ovi last night. Sonny Milano was out of the lineup, too.
What?
Yeah.
The Rangers were just peppering Darcy Kuemper in the first period with shots. It literally could have been 6-1 at the end of the first period. Rangers.
Did they get two empty net goals, I think, at the end?
They got at least one. Yeah, it might have been two.
I think they got two, and they almost had three.
Yeah.
So we'll talk to Coach Laviolette at 9:20 and then Mark Roberge at 9:40. But Lamar Jackson in the news, of course, he was given the non-exclusive franchise tag.
Mm-hmm.
If nobody else makes him an offer and he decides to play on the tag, he'll make $33 million. But there was a report from Adam Schefter who said Lamar Jackson turned down $200 million guaranteed back in September.
They got to stop using the guaranteed term if it's not guaranteed.
Lamar Jackson had beef with that, and he tweeted a GIF of a guy with a bunch of caps, which I guess
means you're lying.
Yeah. I'm not really hip to that lingo.
Capping. If you're capping,
you're
lying.
and he added 133, 3 years fully guaranteed. He had an emoji and says, but I need an agent. I agree with him there. I mean, if you're getting those offers, why would you need an agent? Seems like he's doing fine. But he also added in another tweet.
He's got no deal.
People throw poop at the wall and hope it stick.
Mm-hmm.
That he's saying none of these reports, you can't believe these reports.
Well, listen, first of all, man.
All he has to do is get one big offer.
Right. I don't know who's still out there that needs a starter.
Tampa.
The Commanders out of the equation. Tampa, who else? Honestly, I'm not paying attention. Who else at this point still legitimately needs a starter?
I know they just signed Taylor Heinicke, but Atlanta, the same suspects.
I think they're going to go with Ridder.
I mean, if you want to include the teams that are at the top of the draft.
The Texans, the Colts.
I would include them because, I mean, why would you roll the dice with a rookie?
The Panthers.
The Panthers aren't going to do that because they just traded away everything to get the number one pick, but I guess you can still include them.
I don't know why the Colts wouldn't make a run.
The Colts,
They have the fourth pick in the draft.
Are the Colts one of those teams that initially said that they weren't going to make an offer? Remember there was like five teams, Atlanta was one of them, that said they weren't going to offer Lamar for whatever reason, and everybody was saying, oh, it's collusion.
I can't remember if they were included.
The Colts are a team that a lot of people have suggested.
I think the Texans have basically $44 million in cap space, so they could make it work. I mean, you have to find teams that have cap space. I mean, New England's got $30 million in cap space. I don't know how they could, you know, work a $50 million contract in there because you're going to have to offer
Belichick
them a
strikes
big...
me as a guy who's going to pony up $50 million per year for a quarterback.
I mean, doesn't seem to make sense from a salary standpoint, but man,
Tom Brady taking reduced deals toward the end of his career there.
Like, right.
All of a sudden, is an older Bill Belichick going to splurge on a quarterback? I don't see that.
If he wants to win, they haven't been winning.
I mean, it makes him instantly relevant
the
again.
The Titans?
That's true.
Titans have about $24, $25 million in cap space.
What's the deal with Tannehill? So they have to trade him, right? Because he's still under contract.
Yeah, I think you'd have to make a trade for him.
You'd have to make a trade for Tannehill.
Yeah, I'm pretty
so
sure.
So at this point, it's likely...
He's not a free agent.
At this point, it's likely that Tannehill will be the starter in 2023.
Unless they can find a trade partner, and then they'd be... Trade him at a discount.
And no one's really talking about acquiring him.
Or unless Malik Willis
develops. I think they already gave up on him. I mean, guys get like one chance now.
From what we saw last year, if he maybe makes a quantum leap in the offseason, but man, the throwing was not pretty in the limited time he had.
Right. He was another one, though, that everybody was kind of like loved his pro day, right? Or his combine or whatever. That's
yeah.
kind
of Valdez, I got to think that, I mean, I don't know how you feel, but I got to think Ravens fans are just kind of tired of hearing about it. They just want some resolution. How do you feel about it? The Ravens fans did you talk to, how do they feel about it?
It's exhausting.
Yep. That's what I would think.
Is it as exhausting as Aaron Rodgers' deal or more?
More.
Probably
you,
more.
No, you understand. You understand this has been going on for a year and a half.
Yes,
almost 2 years.
Yeah. I get
it. And then the worst part is just the confusion and the misinformation. Just because Lamar Jackson is a polarizing quarterback, and in the social media age where you're trying to get all your clicks and you're trying to get your views for your story, you're trying to put stuff out there. And the thing about it is the sides don't talk. You know what I mean? Lamar doesn't have an agent to leak stuff. The Ravens are notoriously tight-lipped. So now all of a sudden you have these media outlets that are trying to have these stories about Lamar because he gets clicks and he's polarizing and he gets interactions and he gets impressions. But the information they're giving isn't necessarily right, or it's kind of unconfirmed. And
what
stuff
do you
like
make
that.
Of his?
And then there's just so much of it that it gets people confused.
What do you make of his tweeting? You know, they characterized it as sort of like him breaking his silence, like the first time he's really commented. Do you interpret him as being upset? Is he like bragging that he's doing a great job?
I think. Well, the tweet is very nebulous. You can't really tell who he's mad at. It kind of sounds like he's just mad at Schefter for putting out something that he doesn't necessarily know. And then I don't know if that offer's from the Ravens. I don't know if that offer's
which one? The three-year,
133? It doesn't clarify.
I thought that was a Ravens offer.
But it doesn't necessarily say.
Can't other teams not offer until today?
Could be part of the bigger deal.
I know, but it could be part of, you know, what teams are lined up to
give them. I thought you just explained to me that was part of the 7-year deal or whatever.
It is.
And Schefter shot back. Quote, the deal that was offered him, and these are just the facts from the contract, no spin, no nothing, $175 million, that was the real guarantee with the injury that Lamar Jackson turned down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so when
the
Ravens...
And if you go into it, it was $133 million guaranteed at signing. Mm-hmm. It would get to $175 million with the injury guarantees, something that will all, according to this report, that was all but certain given a $70 million cap hit if the Ravens released him. And on top of that, there was another $25 million guaranteed if he was on the roster on the fifth day.
I explained this in the first segment.
Yes.
Yeah. Is that unless his has a career-ending injury, he'll get $175 million.
Is there another $25 million on top of it?
It's called like a springing fee. I think it's basically like a rollover guaranteed cash that they're just trying to spread out through 5 years instead of giving it fully guaranteed up front.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what Lamar
turn that down. I don't know what's going to take this.
So Lamar mentioned the 3 for $133, and it sounds like all he's doing is recognizing a fully guaranteed deal.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter if there's a caveat or rolling. If it's not fully guaranteed,
he seems to be proud of the offer.
He's not interested.
But I'll tell you
why he's proud of it. It's because if you go by Lamar logic, for fully guaranteed deals. Deshaun Watson's fully guaranteed was $230 million. Russell Wilson's fully guaranteed was $124 million. Kyler Murray's fully guaranteed was $103 million. Rodgers is $101 million. Allen is $100 million. Prescott's $95 million. Daniel Jones, his new contract, $82 million. That's all fully guaranteed.
I understand.
The semantics that is getting Lamar in trouble is the fully guaranteed deal. And my guess is that in order to sign Lamar, you're going to have to offer a four-year, 200 fully guarantee. I figure that's the deal that'll get him.
That gets him to sign.
Somebody might swoop in, man. So the whole deal is you got to wait till 4 o'clock. At 4 o'clock today, Eastern, is when Lamar Jackson is allowed to field overtures and contract offers from other teams. Now, he can also go out and call these teams. All you need is one. All you need is one. One team that swoops in. Houston Texans say, you know what? We don't have the top pick. We really love Bryce Young. We're not going to get Bryce Young or whatever. Let's make a play for Lamar. And they give him what he wants, the fully guaranteed $200 million.
Yeah, but won't the Ravens just match it?
Yeah, here's the rub.
Then he gets it.
If you're the Commanders, okay, and you say, "All right, I'm just going to swoop in and offer Lamar. He got 3 for $133. Let's swoop in and offer 3 for $155 million." That's something that the Ravens would match, especially when you're only compensating the 18th pick in the draft. Now, if the Colts swoop in and
do they have room? I was looking that they've been making moves to try and get underneath the salary cap.
Who, the Ravens?
Ravens.
The Ravens made moves. They cleared enough money to be able to roster Lamar. If you're the Colts and you all have 3 for $150 million or $175 million, whatever that is that you're offering Lamar that's over the 3 for $133 million that the supposedly Ravens offered, if I'm Eric DaCosta if I'm Matt DaCosta at this point, I'm so tired of the negotiation, I would just take the fourth pick. And I would just go get my quarterback for the future after this. Because you're obviously going to have to do this song and dance again in 3 years.
Then you're stuck with Will Levis.
My guess is,
to be honest with you, I don't care. I have enough faith that the organization can go find their next quarterback.
Yeah.
Honestly, I have no problem getting on the carousel again. I'm not out on Lamar, but I just know that
he's tired of it. In the institution.
He's tired of it.
In the organization.
And like Drab says before, I'm anti-player. I don't care if I don't want my player to get a bag. I want my organization to have enough money to be a good organization.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not beholden to Lamar. Mm-hmm. Lamar will come. Lamar will go. But the Ravens will be here as long as I live.
You know what you are? You're ruling class. You're elitist class.
He is an elitist.
You're team owner.
I am. I am team owner.
You're team ownership.
I want these players to get the minimum amount of money possible.
Because
I want my team to be good.
My guess is.
And how do you be good? Have enough money to spend on a bunch of sillies.
I mean, I would want my team to be good, but I also would want the players whose shelf lives are very short to get paid as much as they can while they can.
My guess is Lamar knows he's going to get another offer.
Yes.
He already knows.
He knows
for him to turn down that other stuff, somebody's been making phone calls, and he knows, hey, listen.
Now we'll get higher than 3 and 133.
Just hold tight. We're going to make an offer.
Now, in Lamar's defense, if you average out, so his fifth year option, the tag that he got this year, and then he'll probably have to get another tag next year. For that 3 years, that amount of money would come out to $123 million. So, in Lamar's defense, I can see why $133 million fully guaranteed isn't that enticing to you, because if you just play out your contracts, you'll get $123 million. And so what's the point of $10 million more? It really doesn't seem that large in comparison. So
Makes
I understand.
Sense. Makes
but,
sense.
But my guess is if a team offers him 3 for $150 million to $165 million, Ravens will match it depending on the team. But if the Colts swoop in and do a 3-year $200 million, I don't think the Ravens will match it, and they'll just take the Colts picks.
Yeah. It's probably a good move.
Top five teams in salary cap space: the Bears, the Falcons.
Well, you know the Bears aren't going to do it.
The Cardinals, the Patriots, and the Bengals.
That might not be updated because the Colts just cleared all their cap room with Ryan and traded Gilmore.
I'm on spot rack. I don't know if it's updated.
It's so much a little bit more. But I was talking to my buddy who's a big Ravens fan. Just, you know, he's just like Valdez. Huge. Lives up there.
Mm-hmm.
Loves the team. He just
Who do you think's a bigger expert?
I mean, they both know the team. I mean, mm-hmm. Valdez knows a lot about the Ravens. Why do you care about that?
I just wanted you to insult one of them.
Hey, don't take the crown off Valdez.
No, but my point is, my boy said, I'm so tired of talking and hearing about Lamar.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He goes, I'm just done with it.
It is. It's very exhausting.
And I'm guaranteeing that's how most of the fans are up there.
Well, yeah, but if they lose Lamar, it's to a far greater extent because he's a far better player and has won an MVP. They may have regret like Commanders fans, then Redskins fans that were tired of the Kirk Cousins stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm just tired of Kirk Cousins franchise, get tired of it. Let him walk.
Sure.
And they haven't had somebody as good as Kirk since he left.
QB graveyard ever since.
Right.
Yeah. Well, it depends on who you get in next.
That was drab last year.
Yeah.
With the rust stuff.
Took us 5 minutes to find another franchise quarterback.
I have the same expectations for the Ravens.
Mm-hmm. Is Tyler Huntley currently under contract?
Correct. I believe he's an unrestricted free agent.
The bloom is way off the Tyler
Huntley.
He's
unrestricted currently?
No, next year.
Oh, okay.
He's not the Tyler Huntley that people thought he might have been a couple years ago.
Oh, trust me, Sam Weiner was begging for him to start.
Sam's anti-Lamar, right?
Yeah, he's not the biggest.
Yeah,
he's not
a big Lamar guy.
Sam's our big sales guy here at the station. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
He's a huge Ravens guy.
Yeah, big season ticket holder. Takes Valdez to the games a couple times a year.
All right, later in the show, we have some Dierks Bentley tickets to give away. It's Game Show Wednesday. We'll do that coming up at 8:45. But next, we touch on the Hollywood, the music scene, get the latest celebrity gossip in EB's entertainment page on The Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's the smartest way to celebrate the real love of your life with real diamonds from a real jeweler you can trust. Go to IHateStevenSinger.com.
All right, boys. You know, it's funny. It's kind of entertainment related, but I wanted to bring this up. Remember I talked to you last week, Cakes? I need to borrow that back padding machine again.
Yes. It's getting a workout today.
Yeah, it is. Remember I told you that flying cars are going to be here probably even before driverless cars become a real thing.
I do remember you saying that, yes.
Well, TMZ has a big story yesterday. Buckle up. flying cars. They're coming soon, and it's all based on, I'm telling you, this drone technology.
Drones.
There's this guy, a CEO of Droney Aerospace, joined TMZ Live yesterday, and he says his company's new flying cars could be up for sale in the next 2 years.
Wow.
The next 2 years. All right? So, obviously, you know, I doubt you're going to be flying cars everywhere in 2 years, but it's starting. It's starting, and I do believe we'll probably be dead, but our children and our grandkids 100% will be living in a Jetsons-like world.
Flying cars.
Our grandkids, yes. Our grandkids will be flying cars.
No chance.
Yep.
No chance.
Yep.
There's no chance the FAA is going to allow flying cars.
Okay. I'm telling you, they're going to be up for sale.
Whoever's president is a complete moron. Now, we've had that before.
Right.
But there's no chance the FAA is going to let people just fly cars all over the place.
I think it's going to happen, Jason.
Okay.
And
they'll have highways in the air, that's all.
There's going to be highways in
the
air.
Be like Blade Runner.
I don't know how
that
would
work. And it's going to be super dangerous, and there's going to be a donk-off. I don't know what
by the
donk-off percentage will be.
I saw a huge road rage incident today.
Well, and you weren't involved in it?
I was not.
This is an upset.
But I saw, it was on 66 Drabby, just coming off of the toll road, and there was two cars flying behind me, all right? Come up past me on the right.
When was this, yesterday?
This morning.
Okay.
Coming back. Oh, it was right before the, it was an Arlington accident. Is it Washington Boulevard?
Yeah, there's a Washington Boulevard.
Yeah, yeah. It's right before there. And the first car, they're probably going about, I don't know, 80, 85. The first car, and he gets right up to that exit, and then he swerves off and takes that exit.
Mm-hmm.
And the car behind him slams on the brakes because he had passed the exit because he didn't get to follow him on the exit on Washington Boulevard. And he slams on his brakes and he reverses right there on the toll road.
Wow!
And follows him up the ramp.
I mean, that is so freaking dangerous.
Yeah. It was unbelievable. I almost wanted to just stop and follow him to see what they were doing.
Right. You want to see the outcome?
I mean, it was incredible.
You could have been late. Show content.
Right. Oh, I should have. I was just in a trance. And I said, oh, my God, that guy's going to kill. The guy behind him is trying to kill the guy in front of him.
Hmm.
He slammed on his brakes
and
reversed it.
So the guy did the okey-doke just at the last second to try to evade him?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
It is a rush when you see other people road racing.
Yeah.
Well, you don't want to be up close and personal with
it. Sit back and watch.
You don't want to be like a casualty.
Right.
Because some two jerks are flipping each other the bird going 80 miles an hour.
But that's got to be what it was, right?
I would guess.
I mean, he
slammed. What else would it be?
Exactly. It's not like there were buddies.
Yeah, right.
Because, I mean, it was unbelievable. If that wasn't at, 5:15 in the morning, I probably would have followed.
Have you seen Unhinged with Russell Crowe?
Where it's, of course.
It's a really good movie.
I don't think I would follow Russell Crowe
at 275 pounds?
Well, yeah.
I don't think I'd follow him. I'd be afraid like a gunfight might break out.
Although, they were going so fast, I couldn't have followed him.
Right.
You wouldn't have been able to keep up.
No,
yeah.
No.
But they
were going to be driving through Arlington and at high speeds. I wonder what happened.
Probably crashed into something.
Mm-hmm.
Cakes Lindsay Lohan is in the news. Her and her husband, who we've never heard of, Bader Shamas.
You're right. Never heard of him.
Are expecting their first child. You know how old Lindsay Lohan is?
Hold on.
She first came to
fit.
What was her first big movie?
She was in Freaky Friday.
Freaky Friday, was that?
She was in one of the Herbie movies.
Yeah, she was the Herbie Love Bug.
Yeah, but what was the first one?
Oh, I don't know.
Might have been Freaky Friday.
That was one of her big ones.
Parent Trap.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because she played two girls.
I think Parent Trap's correct.
I'm going to say she's, I could be well, 36?
Great pull. She's 36 years old. She's pregnant.
Nicely
and
done.
I did not know that.
She posted a picture of a onesie on her Instagram, which has, by the way, Cakes, 12.5 million followers.
Wow, that's a lot.
A lot for someone who basically hasn't been relevant in a decade plus.
Yeah.
She says, we're blessed and excited. She's 36 years old. Her dad, Michael Lohan, who's been in and out of jail.
He's a wackadoo.
He's wacky, says that she'll be an unbelievable mom. So, best of luck to Lindsay and her husband, Bader.
Bader.
What's Bader? What's
Bader Shamas? I saw a picture.
I'm going to put him on, like, club DJ from, like, Germany. That's what he sounds like to me.
Who is Bader Shamas?
Yeah, tell me what he does for a living. I'm kind of intrigued.
He's got to be, like, his family has to have, like, oil money or something.
No, he's her financial manager.
Ah, very good.
Is that what it is? By the way, you've seen these pictures of Giselle, right, with her jiu-jitsu trainer?
I think I've seen one picture.
Well, there have been more and more.
Okay.
I don't know where they are. Wandering around somewhere.
Costa Rica.
Giselle looks amazing. Mm-hmm. Do you think that she is tagging her jiu-jitsu trainer, or is he just like security and she's just walking around and, you know, whatever?
I think
they
have a relationship.
Yeah, you think they're banging?
Looks like it to me.
Yeah. I mean, if they haven't studied,
I haven't done the body language test. Yes. Aren't you the body language guru?
I can't tell.
They're not holding hands in the picture that I saw.
They might be trying to make
they surround each other a lot, and it seems like she's in Costa Rica a lot, which is where he lives,
right? Just this headline tells me they're banging.
Okay.
Bikini-clad Giselle goes on another stroll with jiu-jitsu instructor.
Right.
Banging.
I can't tell. I honestly I can't tell. I lean banging.
Well, that's definitely the easiest lead ever.
I can't tell, though.
It was news that he was perhaps involved in the breakup of Brady, because she started going to see him while they were still married.
And put some respect on his name. He's Joaquin Valente is his name.
Okay. Good. Apparently,
we weren't respecting him. We were disrespecting him.
You're just calling him the jiu-jitsu instructor.
I think TJ Holmes and Amy Robach, two people that I was basically completely unaware of. Good Morning America.
They were Good Morning America.
They were banging.
Now I know who they are.
Then they got fired.
Yeah.
I think they're going to get a new show, or at least they're lobbying to get a new show.
Is it called We're Banging? It's official?
Well, I think they want
Banging
it,
in the morning?
I think they want it to be competitive.
Morning buns.
With the Regis show that the girl does. What's her name?
Live.
Yeah.
Yeah, Live with whatever her name is.
With
what's
Regis
name?
And Kelly.
Kelly.
Yeah, but it's used Regis, to be Regis dead, but it's Kelly and now her husband.
Kelly
right?
and Mark.
Because Seacrest is...
Mark Consuelos.
Yeah. And they're saying TV execs think that they, you know, there's so much buzz about them and their chemistry is so good that it could be a real threat potentially, ratings-wise. Could be a big ratings bonanza for them. Mm. Would you watch? I mean, where we work...
No.
But if we were home, I think I might want to see the on-air chemistry for the two donks.
Oh, you would?
Maybe. I mean,
I would not tune in.
Every time they're out and about, he's like grabbing her ass.
Right. He loves PDAs.
Yeah, big on
PDAs.
He's
a big fan of those.
He's a big ass grabber.
Mm. That's his thing.
That's his thing.
Yeah.
Let me see. What else? Paris Hilton is coming out with more details. I guess she's got a new book, Paris, the Memoir. That hit the shelves yesterday, and she talks about her inappropriate relationship she had with her eighth grade teacher.
Ooh, that doesn't sound great.
I actually read a review about the book, and they say the book is like kind of surprisingly like well written,
right?
And with like you know like an adult mindset.
Does that mean like there's a ghostwriter? And Paris Hilton just slapped
maybe,
her name on it.
But I think it's like it's kind of a deep book for Paris Hilton, who we all think is just sort of this empty headed, this sort of like hot chick. But she
maybe everything was calculated.
Maybe I think a lot of it has to do with her detailing how she was just basically abused by various people throughout the years.
Well, that's terrible.
Yeah, terrible.
Well, didn't she say the sex tape was because she was 18?
Well, she
and
said
Solomon
the,
basically pressured her, and she
basically said something like, "It's either you do it or the next girl's going to do it."
Right.
She was pressured. She also claimed that she was the high as a kite,
which I don't doubt.
I don't doubt at all.
Right.
Rick Solomon loves to play big pots. That guy plays so much poker.
Did he
so
marry
much junk hands.
Pamela Anderson twice?
I think so.
Yeah.
His resume of conquests is probably amazing.
What was that? And that guy, he's pretty, you know, he just looks like a D-gen card player. You know what I mean?
Well, that's
like,
exactly what he is.
Right.
The full-blown D-gen.
Let me see his resume.
Sounds like a great life.
I don't know how he got his money. I have no idea how he made his cash.
Sure, he inherited it.
Right.
Silver Spooner. He was also married to Shannon Doherty.
Ah.
Was he?
Says here.
Diplo. Diplo is like famous producer / DJ, right?
Yes.
In the EDM world, yes.
EDM world, and every once in a while I'll see on like my Sirius, Diplo is like on some song or something. Like, I don't know, he produced it or whatever.
Not to be confused with Duplo, the younger cousin of Legos, which kids like to play with.
Oh, really?
Duplo, not the same as Diplo.
Do I know what Duplo is?
Duplo
is
are the bigger blocks that the younger kids play with, like the two-year-olds. Probably Drab's kids are playing.
We have a lot of Duplo in our
house. Yeah, a lot of Duplo.
Just a bigger, identical version of Legos?
Right, yeah. But there's no Diplo going on in my house.
Drab hopes there's some Duplo.
No Diplo.
But there's Duplo.
Well, what about Diplo? What
was Duplo?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. Because Diplo, I guess, acknowledged on Emily Ratajkowski's podcast. Everyone's got a podcast,
yep,
Jake.
Of course. But I guarantee she gets paid, unlike me.
He's acknowledged that he's gotten a certain type of sex from a man before.
Saw this story.
Oh, boy.
He doesn't said, count it, right?
No, he kind of does. He says, but he doesn't know if he counts himself as gay or not. He says, I'm not gay.
Right.
But he doesn't necessarily consider that he is gay.
And isn't his rationale that he claims he's potentially not gay because when this act is occurring, there's no eye contact.
Yeah, he didn't look him in the eyes.
Right.
So if there's eye contact, then it gets into...
That's a weird rule.
It's a weird stipulation.
Right. Well, hey, whatever floats your boat, right? Hey,
Diplo, Drab, you do Diplo.
Right. Drab's theory is that he went to glory days. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. And then you know what was behind the wall.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. That's a great theory.
Yeah. You're breaking it down.
How would you come up with that?
I mean, not the same glory days where JP and I used to do pre-games.
No.
No, it's a little different.
Play on words.
Right.
That would be the most popular restaurant in the country.
It's a different type of glory sauce.
Yeah, it's...
Everybody lines out the door.
It's definitely different.
So stupid. Woody Harrelson cakes and Matthew McConaughey are going to get together.
Diplo goes in. He goes, I don't need a chair. I'll just stand up. I'm going to stand up right on the near this wall.
The hostess tells you it's 2 hours to get a table.
This is a really wacky bit.
Standing room only.
Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson are going to do an unscripted show for Apple TV Plus. So what does that mean? If you're an Apple TV person, you have to subscribe to Plus, I guess?
Correct.
Like everything else?
Just another life leak.
They're saying Woody is going to move to Matthew McConaughey's Texas ranch, mm-hmm, and their two families are going to attempt to cohabitate. Mm. They're going to try to live together. They're going to do a 10-episode series.
Sounds like swinging is going to happen at McConaughey's house, potentially.
So I'd watch that. Huh? That sounds amazing.
Really?
Is your girl...
Sounds like great television.
Is your girl Diodario, whatever her name is?
Alexandra Daddario? I don't think she's going to be in
True
there.
True Detective?
No, I don't think so.
There'll be a lot of pot smoking on that. Yeah.
There'll definitely be pot smoking.
The only show with them I want is with the man with the spaghetti hair.
And then last but not least, Cakes, were you ever a Gary Glitter guy? Like, honestly, not, no. I know you're not. Wasn't he rung up like a million charges for child sex abuse?
His song was part of the original. His song was part of the original Junkies intro.
Right, which, what was that?
It's fine to hear like at a sporting event, but I've never...
Does he have other songs, or that was his claim to fame song?
I think that's the big one. That's his one seed, yeah.
Okay, so he wasn't like in a famous band or anything?
I don't know anything about Gary Glitter.
Rock and roll. His biggest U.S. hit is this one, I guess. Rock and Roll Part 2.
Yes.
Isn't this the song they didn't play at Terps games for like 20 years?
Correct, and now they do.
It brought it back now.
Because they're throwing bottles at Carlos Boozer's mom.
Right.
Isn't it funny? He's got a song called Do You Want to Touch Me?
Ooh, that he might want to go back and retitle that.
Delete.
Yeah, delete it.
He's 78 years old, and he was recently released from prison, but now he's back in. One month after release, Cakes. I don't know if he violated something or they just thought better of it. I don't know. Gary Glitter, Cakes is a big fanboy of. He's back in the
Gary.
Breach of his license conditions. That's why he went
violated
back
his parole, I guess, essentially.
What a loser.
This was our original theme song. For our cable access show.
That is correct.
You'd play it, then you'd see like Jason's face come up.
Yep. Some fairly rudimentary editing for that show.
I mean, it was 1995.
But it was fun.
And it was cable access television.
We did enjoy.
Coming up next, some interesting comments from Damian Lillard on the state of the NBA.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
What if it came down to that? Yeah.
Welcome back. Juckies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. You want to follow along on TV? You might have heard the back end of a conversation. Jason and I were talking about the Wizards during the break and whether they're going to get into the playoffs. They did beat the Pistons last night. Pistons are the worst team in the NBA, so they crushed them. Beal had a really good game with 36 points. But we were just looking at the schedule and saying it might come down like – they beat up on the bad teams, and you want to do that, right?
You got to.
So yeah. I was just trying to look at all the poopies left on the schedule. Like, they next play on Friday against Cleveland. Cleveland's good.
Cleveland's really
then
good.
Then they got Sacramento. Sacramento's really good. But they got Orlando, poopy. They got San Antonio on the schedule. And then the last game of the year, they have Orlando twice. The last game of the season, which is April 9th, less than a month away, is the Houston Rockets. Like, it could come down to that because – they're always within a game. Like, basically the eighth seed through the 11th or 12th team, they're all within a game or two.
Well, if it came down, to winning one game to get into the play-in and you can't beat Houston.
Yeah.
By the way.
Then you don't deserve to be in the
mix. Houston just beat the Celtics.
By the way.
So that proves my point that some teams just decide, I don't feel like playing tonight.
Yeah.
But if you can't beat Houston to get into the playoffs, now I don't think it's going to come down to that. But
by the way, I think, and it probably was in garbage time, but Johnny Davis had a career high.
He got some in the first quarter.
He had 11. He was 5 for 11.
Wasn't all just garbage time. They played him in the first quarter.
There you go.
No threes. He was 0 for 2 from threes, but he had 11 and 5.
Yep.
In 19 minutes. A breakout performance.
Speaking of the NBA, Damian Lillard, who is one of the best players in the NBA, Steph Curry gets all the headlines in terms of deep three-ball shooting, but Damian Lillard is as good as Steph Curry, in my mind, in the deep ball three-point shooting. I'm not saying he's as good a player, but he's close. Fantastic player. He's been with the Blazers his entire career. Not that many people get to see him because he's not on the Lakers. The Blazers haven't been a title contender. He did have the big game-winning shot over Paul George in the playoffs at the end of that series, which is probably his signature moment where he does kind of, it's not a step back, but kind of a sidestep to the right from probably 35.
That was crazy.
Drains it to win the game and win that series. But he spoke yesterday on J.J. Redick's podcast, Old Man in the Three, and had some interesting comments about the current state of the NBA.
The NBA I play in now is not the NBA that I came into. And I expect it to evolve. Everything is constantly changing. But, like, I feel like I play for the love of the game. Like, I want the competition. I want to know what it feels like to win. I want to see my teammates do well. I want to see my teammates get paid. You know, like, I enjoy the bonding part of it. Like, we spend more time with each other than anybody. But now it's like, that don't count. Regular season don't count. Get a ring. You know what I'm saying? Like, who? This guy's the MVP. This guy did this. He the first. It's like, bro, what is this stuff? Like, what is this? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to make it about my situation, but I was talking after a game like a week ago, and I was just like, they was asking me about Dame, but like to win a ring. And I'm like, bro, I don't need to prove to y'all that I want to win a ring. Why the hell do I play? Like, I don't need to prove that to y'all. But we cannot keep acting like, while I understand we play to win championships, we all want to win a championship, we can't keep acting like nothing matters, like the rest of the stuff, the journey doesn't matter. We can't keep doing that.
I happen to agree with him. It's all
points.
It's all about the journey, playing, the teammates, being part of a team, you know.
Yeah.
The only thing which I disagree with is I don't know that that much.
If you fall short, okay. I don't know that it's a waste.
I don't think that much has changed since 2012. I just looked. He broke into the league in 2012.
Yeah.
In 2012, the Miami Heat won their first title.
Right.
They were a team comprised of guys who banded together to chase rings.
A super team.
All right. Yep. Now, Dwayne Wade was there before, but LeBron and Chris Bosh and Wade, who were tight, got together and said, let's go after a ring because that matters in terms of your legacy. He's right in that, to me, my favorite player of all time is Charles Barkley. Charles Barkley never won a ring. He's one of the greatest players in the history of the game. Now, does he get downgraded a little bit because he didn't win a ring? Yes.
He does.
He definitely does.
But I'm going to just throw out another really good player who won rings. James Worthy was part of the Lakers teams with Kareem and Magic Johnson and was a damn good player. Mm-hmm. I think he's in the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't as good as Charles Barkley. He's got rings.
Right.
Like, he wasn't as good as Charles Barkley.
Robert Horry won. Did he win seven rings?
Seven. I think he won seven.
He's a good player.
Six or seven,
but,
yeah.
I mean, he just won a lot of rings. He's on teams that won a lot of championships.
And I'll say,
wasn't a great player.
The MVP discussion thing that he's saying is like that he's upset that people are talking about who should be MVP. I know, because this was in the news with Kendrick Perkins saying, oh, look at the last, you know, MVPs who are white and all that kind of thing, and made it a whole white-black thing.
Mm-hmm.
People were talking about that when Steve Nash was playing and winning the MVP. Should he have won the MVP? Should Kobe have won more MVPs? Like, I don't know that it's that different. I don't know what he's getting at. It's different. The style of play, different. A lot more three balls. He's part of that.
I think he's just saying, but what you're referring to, though, is that was kind of when it started. It's become the norm, right, to just chase championships more so than maybe 10 years ago. That's when it was kind of starting, right? But now it's the norm.
Maybe. And maybe there's more forcing out. I mean, look, the Nets had Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant, and James Harden team up. And all of them are on different teams now.
It blew up, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But when you talk about the greatest players of all time, you know, when Lillard retires and if he doesn't win a ring, I mean, he's just not going to be considered. And I'm not saying it's right or wrong.
That's fair, but I don't think that's his argument. I think his argument is that people are just trying to act like that's all that matters. And he's like, look, I have a meaningful career. Like, he doesn't really care about where you rank him.
No, I get it. And maybe I'm a little confused by what he's saying, but I think that I get it. He's saying that the regular season doesn't matter. It's all about what you do in the postseason. But the guys, the great players that win rings are always going to be talked about over the great players who don't.
Yeah, I think it got really taken up a notch with the LeBron conversation, comparing him to Jordan. And LeBron doesn't have as many as Jordan, so therefore everything is compared to how many rings that you have. But in my opinion, I'd rather be Damian Lillard at the end of his career than, say, Kevin Durant.
Now, Durant, chasing rings everywhere?
Chasing rings, but like nobody's going to care about Kevin Durant other than like a conversation. Like, the city of Portland will love Damian Lillard till the day he dies. Mm-hmm. Like, they'll be obsessed with him. Nobody cares about Durant because he hops on so many teams.
Mm-hmm.
Same with LeBron. Like, these guys don't have homes. Like, Lillard will always have a home.
But so, they're NBA vagabonds. They're all
it's
over
the place. Durant's almost kind of unlikable now.
Yeah,
whereas before he was loved.
Mm-hmm. But that also has to do with just like how sensitive he is, and
Social media,
his social media burner accounts, and his attitude has changed.
But this has happened in all the sports too. Cal Ripken was a rare bird that stayed with the Orioles his entire career. How many teams has Max Scherzer been on now in the last 3 years?
Yep.
Three.
Three teams in 3 years.
Yep.
Hall of Famer. Well, he's unbelievable, but. And that's becoming more and more commonplace, where these guys make it to the Hall of Fame, and sometimes they don't even pick a hat in Major League Baseball. They're like,
well, he has to pick a Nats hat, right? That's where he won a freaking World Series. He has to pick a Nats hat.
Didn't he win a World Series with the Tigers?
He was.
Did he? If he did, I didn't know that.
Did he win one with the Tigers?
I don't know if he won one with the Tigers or not.
He was definitely in one.
Did he? I don't know that.
Did they play the Cardinals that year?
I might be wrong, but. I don't think he's married
to the World Series champ, 2019.
I think the Cardinals beat him.
According to Wiki.
That's right.
Wiki could be wrong, but I think they're right.
Was he with the Tigers longer than the Nats? I think he might have been.
He might have been, but he won a World Series with the Nats. Yeah, that's kind of where his legend
was made.
But
didn't he win Cy Young's in both spots?
Yes. Maybe.
Here's the other thing about Lillard. It kind of hurts him. No one sees him play.
Right.
100% it hurts him.
No one sees him.
He's totally so good, too.
He's awesome. I mean, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. No one sees him play.
Totally hurts him. Everybody on that West Coast time thing, I mean, half the country didn't see you.
Yeah, I mean, if he's playing Chicago or New York or Philly or even Miami, Boston, right. Obviously, I mean, he's going to be a much, much more popular player, but no one gets to see it. And Portland Trailblazer games.
I mean, I guess Drabby stays up somehow.
Maybe
and watches
he does.
These guys. You still stay up? I mean, you get up the same time we do. You still somehow. No. What do? You just watch the highlights?
Like, am I watching a Blazers game on a Thursday night?
No.
That's
but,
impossible.
But it's like your favorite team, though, right? Isn't it?
Favorite, yeah.
I mean, if they're in the playoffs,
how could it be your favorite team when you never get to see them?
Well, if you move to Seattle, are you going to stop rooting for the Commanders?
But I probably would still watch them. If I stop watching a team, I'm not going to be as big a fan.
I'm not as big of a fan as
yeah,
when
but
I
was
18.
It's a little different to be on the West Coast and watch the East Coast team.
It's a lot easier. Yeah,
correct.
For sure.
Correct.
For sure.
Well, he's an unbelievable player. I was looking at it. So, Steph Curry, definitely a better three-point shooter, almost 43% compared to 37%, but he's averaging almost 33 points a game.
Look, I think
this year.
I think at the end of the day, all he's saying is that my career still has worth. It's still meaningful if I don't ever win a champ. Of course I want to win a championship, but it's about the journey. I love it. I love my teammates. Mm-hmm. We're all making amazing money. We're having this unbelievable life.
Still meaningful.
How can you argue that?
Even if we never win that Emmy.
Still like meaningful.
Well, who is he reacting to when he's saying that?
I don't know.
Is he reacting to social media?
I
hope he's not.
Maybe everything.
Or is he? Or is he is he reacting to Stephen A?
Probably.
All right, we got Coach Larinaga coming up at 8:20. We will talk NCAA tournament. Peter Laviolette from the Caps at 9:20. And rock star Mark Roberge at 9:40. That's all still coming up on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.